It's St. Patrick's Day weekend, and the orders are coming in fast and furious for an old traditional staple, corned beef and cabbage. It's lunchtime at Manny's Deli, one of the most iconic Jewish delis in Chicago.
I mean, Chicago's always known as a meat town, whether it's steaks or corned beef or even ribs now. There's just a rich history of people eating well, so we're just thankful and happy to be here.
Dan Raskin is the fourth-generation owner and operator of Manny's Deli, which not only provides corned beef for catering, but supplies the meat to local stores like Costco. This is their holiday, too.
It is off the charts. Starting today through Monday, actually, the offices keep ordering, but our big days in the restaurant are Saturday and Sunday. We're out the door all day.
How do you deal with it? Because, you know, you guys obviously have your different holidays and areas where it's going to be a special occasion, but do you have to plan ahead for St. Patrick's Day?
It's a lot of planning, no sleep. And I say hi to my family on Monday, and then I'll see him again next Monday. Corned beef and Jewish corned beef has, taken hold of St. Patrick's Day. I mean, everybody wants corned beef cabbage, potatoes, Reubens, just a plain corned beef sandwich. But it's we supply other restaurants. We sell our corned beef at Costco. Here we have a carryout deli that you can come in and buy by the pound. But still the most popular dishes are the corned beef and cabbage on the hot dinner line and the corned beef sandwiches.
Corned beef and cabbage is the go-to meal for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. It's been on local dinner tables for decades. But if you went to Ireland and asked the natives, they'd be hard-pressed to share recipes, because corned beef is not Irish. It's Jewish. So how did a Jewish food become synonymous with Irish culture? The traffic whizzes by the 5800 block of Milwaukee Avenue in Jefferson Park. In the back of Harrington's Deli, the staff readies catering orders and cuts heads of cabbage. Ken Harrington is the owner of Harrington's. He's a third-generation Harrington and a de facto corned beef historian. He helps us understand how the Jewish corned beef became the St. Patrick's Day dish.
My understanding is when the Irish came because of the famine, they moved into the slums in New York and Boston, which were the Jewish slums. And an Irish boiled meal would be boiled bacon, cured pork shoulder. Well, the Jewish shop owners in New York and Boston wouldn't do pork because it's against their religion. So they took their boiled meal, the corned beef, and they altered the seasoning to match the Irish palate, Irish corned beef.
And when you obviously that makes a lot of sense when you're talking about the East Coast, but when we talk about Chicago, how did we get to where we know Chicago's corned beef and cabbage?
Well, the Irish, when they immigrated, they started on the East Coast and then moved their way west and settled in Chicago. And there's a huge Irish community in Chicago. And, you know, many of them, the generations in, they totally believe it's Irish. You know, but it's not. It's Jewish.
For you and your family, there seems to be possibilities of your family introducing corned beef to politicians in Chicago, and those politicians telling people. Tell me that story.
Okay, well, my grandfather, when he started the business, he was the porter of a club called the Logan Square Athletic Club, which was a very politically connected organization, and he used to make meals for the members, and he started making the corned beef, and they liked it, and they started hiring him to do parties on the side, and, you know, the business was born, and he opened his first place in 1951, and, you know, went from there.
So you could see the roots of corned beef and cabbage coming from the politics of this town, because your family helped serve some of the political class.
Absolutely, very politically connected is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and my grandfather served the first fundraiser for the parade, and, you know, I'm the third generation, and my kids are with me serving it now, so it's been ongoing since 1955.
Do you have any thought on how the cabbage should be prepared?
Just got to bring it to a boil and let it steep for a while. Let it sit so it tenderizes without getting bitter. If you boil it too much, it'll get bitter. So let it steep.
the thought that you don't have to be Irish, and in this case, or Jewish, to include corned beef and cabbage on the weekend, it is true. I mean, this is a tradition that goes beyond your heritage, and it has become almost a standing tradition, not just here in Chicago, but around the country.
I think so, sure, you know, and I have a lot of people that are calling me from all over the country that are expatriates of Chicago looking for Harrington's corned beef. So, you know, this, well, 2 years now, we've sold some to Denver, Colorado. But now I got Arizona and California calling me a lot. So I got to work on that and see if we can get out there.
Is there a difference between, say, a corned beef in Chicago and a corned beef in Boston?
You know, I've never had a corned beef in Boston, so I couldn't tell you. It's like I've never been to a parade. I'm always working. Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
So there you have it, the story of how a kosher meat became the centerpiece to an Irish holiday. Back at Manny's, Dan Raskin doesn't mind.
In Chicago, everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, so that's... It just goes for literally everybody. I mean, no matter who you are, everybody wants it. It's interesting. It's always, especially on Fridays, the catering orders are really high, and the Catholic priests give a pass to everybody, too. So it's just a fun holiday that everybody gets into.
How are you? How do you do? I won't come to Chicago.